This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students in Westminster, north of Denver, are continuing remote learning after all. Their school district has suspended in-person classes through the winter break. Students were supposed to return to classrooms today after 2 weeks online. District officials had hoped that pause would make it safe to hold in-person classes again, but then decided against it. Adams County has nearly 22,000 cases of COVID-19. In Larimer County, they've seen dramatic increases in COVID cases and people in the hospital. A newly issued order from the county health department tightens restrictions for restaurants and gyms. That includes collecting contact information from diners and people who attend gym classes for contact tracing. Larimer County, which includes Fort Collins, has nearly 6,700 confirmed cases of the virus. Today, Colorado recognizes Preston Porter Jr. Day. The governor dedicated it over the weekend. Porter was a 15-year-old boy lynched on this day in 1900. Police in Denver tortured him, trying to get him to confess to a crime, and that a white mob near Lyman murdered Porter. Denver Councilwoman Candy Sitabaka spoke at this weekend's dedication.
Not a single person was held accountable for his lynching. The Colorado governor refused to intervene. The sheriff who allowed the mob to take Preston was never held accountable. The police who coerced the confession were never held accountable. No indication of his life or death was ever installed.
120 years later, a memorial to Porter's lynching went up in Denver just last month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.